USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to sign an executive order Thursday aimed at getting more Americans signed up for health care by reopening Obamacare. Regular enrollment through healthcare.gov is usually the last 6 weeks of the year. The special enrollment period will run from February through May, the White House said in a release. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday ordered the release of a Pakistani man convicted and later acquitted in the gruesome beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl back in 2002. A California X-ray technician died earlier this month, just 4 days after receiving his second dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. 60-year-old Tim Zook died at UC Irvine Medical Center on January 9th after falling ill. The cause of death has not been determined, but family members say Tim gets symptoms 2.5 hours after a vaccine. That's a reaction. What else could have happened? This is USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Let's get an impeachment update with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
The entire Senate sworn in as jurors ahead of the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. All 100 members of the upper chamber taking the oath of office, including Vermont Senator Pat Leahy, who is the presiding officer over the trial. The trial set to begin February 8th. Regarding impeaching President Trump, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
I know that common sense is illegal in Washington, D.C., but I think a fair-minded, rational person would ask Congress to vote to file a declaratory judgment action to ask the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of impeaching a president who isn't president before we put the country through this.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The first private space station crew was introduced Tuesday. 3 men, who are each paying $55 million to fly on a SpaceX rocket, will be the first Americans to pay for a ride. Russia has been selling seats to the ISS since 2001. Larry Connor, Michael Lopez Alegria, Mark Paffey, Eaton Stivell will need to pass medical tests and get 15 weeks of training. The trip is scheduled for next January. President Biden's pick to head up the Energy Department has a big history in alternative energies. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Biden's pick to lead the Energy Department, Jennifer Granholm, has disclosed millions of dollars in stock options across a broad spectrum of businesses, including more than $1 million in an electric vehicle and battery maker set to go public later this year. In her ethics agreement filed with the financial disclosure, the former two-term governor of Michigan says she plans to sell her vested stock options as soon as possible, but no later than 180 days after she's confirmed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
With the news that Tomb Raider is the latest video game to get a Netflix show, the franchise joins the planned live-action Assassin's Creed series on the streamer. Ubisoft and Netflix first announced they were working together in June of 2019 on distribution of the Moody adaptation of The Division. What the news does, it makes clear just how much Netflix is banking on video game adaptations to give it an edge in the streaming wars. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.